I wish Dr. Pepper would throw their hat in the ring.
That's the thing. They used to. They used to come out with like all sorts of weird Dr. Peppers, and they've really cut back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it has something to do with the Coke distribution issue or...
Maybe. I don't know. It's weird, though, because they passed Pepsi as the number two brand, so you think they'd be doing more crazy shit, not less.
You hear that, Pepsi? It's because you fucked up Mountain Dew. Because you got rid of fucking Voodoo, you bastards.
No, honestly, I could see that being one of the main factors, because tons of people, especially on social media, love to do the Voodoo thing for Halloween, and then they're like, yeah, we're just not doing it anymore.
But we're doing it in Canada still.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Fucking trolley. Fucking hate them so much.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. How do they even have enough fucking money for an exclusive flavor? Who's eating this shit?
And now they're doing a second one. This year's going to be fucking trolley again. I'm furious.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm more furious at. That or the MCU?
Well, Jeff, now's as good a time as any. Let's do it.
Oh, shit. Were we recording? I mean, no, Jay. I haven't been doing any experiments about bringing about the Master Race.
No, yeah, certainly that.
Certainly no elves around here.
Yeah, you don't see no elves around here.
Not down that road. Not there.
Nah.
All right, Jay. Let's do this shit.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away. If you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Stocking Stuffers, I'm Jeff Searcy.
I'm Jay Logston.
What the fuck's going on with Marvel?
I don't know. Ever since you told me you wanted to talk about Marvel, I've been thinking about it all day. And the thought that crossed my mind was when DC fumbled the New 52 so bad.
Yes.
I had decided to get Zack Snyder to write their fucking superhero movies and fumbled that as well. I really thought, I was like, man, Marvel's got this shit in the bag. And it's like they've just been coasting on their goodwill, not only movie-wise, but also comic-wise, kind of ever since. They just keep fumbling and just making dumb, bad decisions.
Yes. All right, so I guess let's start at the beginning. We'll call this section Kevin Feige capping. He be out there capping, yo. So somebody asked him, are you worried that not building up Dr. Doom at all, not even having him be in one movie before this, except for that, like, what, 2 seconds at the end of Fantastic Four? Do you think that's going to be bad for the overall, you know, people caring about this villain? Well, we didn't build up Thanos at all.
You absolutely did.
You did. For a decade before he even showed up, you built up Thanos and the Infinity Stones and how important that was. And wove it through the entire Marvel Universe.
You teased the gauntlet in one of the movies.
Yes. There was the gauntlet. You see Thanos a couple times. You see these Infinity Stones. I mean, literally, Avengers 1, the Chitauri are there, and they allude to Thanos in the background.
And then the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie is like your first kind of big introduction to Thanos.
It puts you out into cosmic Marvel and you learn a lot more about the Infinity Stones. Then it's like, oh shit. Because, I mean, you learn a little bit about them in Thor with the Tesseract, and then in Thor the Dark World with the Aether or whatever, reality stone.
Yeah, the we ruined Walt Simonson's Thor run for this bad movie.
But it's like you 100% built up Thanos way more than you. Yes, Thanos wasn't a central character in a movie until Infinity War, but he didn't need to be because you knew a lot about him.
And you didn't have to see near as much stuff. You had 2 to 3 movies a year, and that was it. And now there's so much more, and you're doing even less with it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the craziest thing is? Part 2 of Kevin Feige Cap'n Jay is, he said, oh, well, this isn't really going to be important for you to have seen any of the things after Endgame. This is pretty much a sequel to Endgame. So basically, everything since 2018 has been pointless, is what you're saying.
Boy, you know what, Jeff? Never have I been happier that I've pretty much bowed out of watching Marvel movies than that exact line you just read.
Basically, he said, anybody who's been paying attention to this shit for the last, what has it been, 8 years or whatever, you're basically a rube dumb shit.
You fucking losers.
You thought this was going to be important? Yeah, right.
You really thought that, Jeff, give me a bad Marvel movie. I haven't seen very many of them.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
You really thought, you dumb fucks, you really thought Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania was a movie you needed to see? You rubes, you maroons, you dumb pieces of shit.
I wish he was being hyperbolic, but that's pretty much the tone that Kevin Feige's been taking with people in interviews. Like, you guys are dumb shits. You know, you don't know what you want. It's going to be fine. Dr. Doom's going to be fine, even though we recast Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom for some reason that no one's quite sure of.
You really thought you needed to see Hawkeye, you morons.
But let's get into that. So he says Endgame is the important thing. That's what this movie is building on. This is basically a sequel to Endgame. And the second Doomsday trailer that dropped, heavy spoilers, by the way, for anybody who actually cares about this. You shouldn't, but I know there's some people out there who do.
I don't. Don't worry. I didn't even know there was a first trailer out yet. So
Doom's like, you have lived. Here, I'll do his exact accent. This is how low effort it is. You have all lived stolen lives.
My buddy Dan's been clowning on the Doctor Doom accent.
Yes. Don't get it. That's a separate point for more anger, but no. So the concept of stolen lives. So what he's referring to is in Endgame, so Tony Stark has a kid during the blip. And so rather than erase it, he wants to just bring everybody back to that point in time. So he's saying that Tony Stark stole that life or whatever of that kid. Steve Rogers having his happy ending, which, by the way, did you see them trot him out at the panel last week?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. So he comes out and he's like, I bet you guys thought I could have a happy ending. Well, that's not how this works. Like, that was literally how this was supposed to work.
Yeah. This was supposed to be ushering in the next set of heroes.
That was literally Captain America's entire arc is he's the opposite of Tony. They have completely opposed arcs. Tony starts off as a self-interested asshole arms dealer who only cares about himself and wouldn't do anything for anybody else until at the end of Endgame, he makes the ultimate sacrifice and gives up his own life to save everybody else.
Yep.
Cap is the opposite. He starts out as the guy who saves everybody else and keeps nothing for himself, and he ends Endgame finally stepping back from being a soldier and doing something that he actually wants to do for the first time in his life.
And then you get old man Chris Evans. Yes.
And then you get the ending of Endgame, and it's like, oh, well, see, there you go. There's a nice ending for Cap. You had a nice full character arc for Tony, nice arc for Cap, and then Thor wasn't finished, so they didn't finish off his character arc, but they could have.
They could have and probably should have.
They probably should have, yes, but no, Thor's going to keep doing it forever, I think. But that brings me to my third thing, Jay. Guess what?
What?
Robert Downey Jr. is coming back as Doctor Doom, but he's also coming back as Iron Man.
Oh, boy.
Not just in Secret Wars when Doom makes Battle World. If you've read the comics, you already know what that is. But no, when they reboot the MCU after Secret Wars, he's coming back as Iron Man again, but this time he's going to do different stuff.
Oh, no.
And Thor's coming back and is going to do more Thor stuff. And Chris Evans is going to come back and be Captain America, except this time he's Nomad instead. They're going to be, basically, they're mixing in the legacy actors with the new actors. Like, they revealed the new cast of X-Men. Ryan Gosling is going to be Ghost Rider. They've been kind of like,
I think he could do good.
Honestly, I think that was probably the most excitement I saw was that pop he got for his reveal.
I'm happy Indy Navarrete gets to be Rogue.
But, yeah, it's the only reason people know, by the way, that Robert Downey Jr. is coming back as Iron Man after this is because he recently reprised his role as Iron Man on a ride at Disney World that has a little spoiler for a future Iron Man movie.
Oh, this is like that fucking, like, putting the teaser for the whatever Star Wars movie in fucking Roblox or Fortnite or whatever. Like,
literally, it's the same shit, yeah. But no, so yeah, it turns out nobody's sacrifice means anything, Jay. So let's get into this. So, a very reliable leaker, and I say very reliable because he leaked the entire ending of Game of Thrones, and I didn't believe him because it sounded so terrible, but it was exactly what happened. So, guess how Avengers Doomsday opens, Jay? Also, you let a little sneak peek. Apparently, they filmed this movie almost entirely in front of one of those rotating blue screens, and they had some of the actors wear blue screen wraps around their faces so they could swap characters out if they decided to change it up. Which, you know, is a great quality product.
Some of the stuff I've seen, like, it looks so soulless.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like, oh no, it's potentially a bunch of people not even standing on the same soundstage. Mm-hmm.
That was this movie literally was so stressful to make because of that. It made Patrick Stewart decide to retire from acting. By the way,
as long as it keeps coming back as Avery Bullock, that's all we need.
I hope so, but no. So this opens with the original Fox X-Men. Apparently, you've seen Spider-Man No Way Home, right?
Is that the
one with all three Spider-Men?
Yes, I've seen that one.
Okay, the incursions that are happening in that are now happening all over the Marvel Universe. And the reason is because, so apparently, Steve Rogers gets moved into that separate timeline or whatever, which destabilizes the universe. Captain America getting to be happy. Oh, cool.
It's Captain America's fault.
Yes, he destroys the universe. So he gets moved by Loki. This is a flashback before the end of Loki season 2. So yes, you have to watch the Loki TV show.
I enjoyed the first season.
The second season's where things get a little dicey, and that's the one you have to watch.
All right, we'll see.
But
I think you and I are planning on seeing this when it comes out.
We're gonna have to talk about it. Anyway, Loki shows up and he's like, okay, I can stabilize this universe or whatever. This universe you're in has to be pruned. But, you know, since you're such good buddies with my friend, you know, my brother Thor, I'll save you, your wife, and your daughter, and I'll move you to a different universe. And so the universe he moves him to is one where Captain America doesn't exist, which is the Fantastic Four universe from the Fantastic Four movie.
Okay.
But apparently him moving him there is what causes Doom's family to die.
Okay.
Which is what sets Doom on the path to destroying all multiverses.
Interesting.
Yes. And so the opening is the Fox X-Men have been having incursions into their universe with people trying to destroy them. So they've decided to take a proactive approach, you know, as the X-Men normally do. And they've decided to preemptively genocide other timelines before they can be genocided themselves.
That's what happens in the Illuminati comics.
So Hank McCoy, you know, famous aggressive bomb maker, is building bombs to help destroy other realities. And so Deadpool, Wolverine, and or Magneto, because they slotted it in so Magneto can be at multiple points in this movie, whether or not they want him to be, show up, murder Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man in the first 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
And destroy his universe with the universe-destroying bomb, while Professor X and the Illuminati look on from orbit. It's a great ending for Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was the one who got a happy ending.
Yeah. No, if there's anything you can know in Avengers Doomsday, Jay, it's that there are no happy endings for any characters.
This sounds maybe even dumber than the Flash movie.
It is. Oh, this is, there's some wild shit in here. So there's so many cameos too. This raises my number one concern about this movie. This movie is only 2 hours and 50 minutes, and there are so many fucking people in this movie. How could any of them possibly matter? It's going to be people walking on, hey, remember me from whatever? And then they're going to be gone.
It'd be really funny if someone walks in and gets their line interrupted. Hey, it's me. And then someone else comes and does the same thing.
This is a less credible rumor, but it's all, I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine pretty much confirmed themselves to be in it when they did their joke. I don't know if you saw their thing. Please let us be in Avengers Doomsday.
I haven't seen that, but that's very funny.
Ryan Reynolds is like holding Hugh Jackman at gunpoint and making him read a script or whatever that he wants to be in Doomsday. But yes, they pretty much confirmed it at that same panel where they trotted out Chris Evans for his humiliation.
What the X-Men, is it like the Patrick Stewart?
It's the original X-Men, okay. Yes. None of the, as far as I know, none of the like the first class generation of people will be in it. Because they're bringing back original Mystique, original Scott, obviously Professor X, Magneto, Kelsey Grammer, Beast. Yeah, like the classics.
Okay. I don't like where that potentially goes with those characters, but I'll be glad to see at least those characters back, because I like those movies better than the other X-Men movies.
Yes, according to the guide that they put out to watch before this, you only need to watch X1 and 2. Nothing else in the X-Men universe matters.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. Yes, they have a guide on Disney Plus if you want to know what
I've
to watch.
I've heard about that, yes.
And there's lots of actors who are salty that their movies didn't make the list.
And we're going to bring Edward Norton, and we're going to have Future Imperfect Hulk. We're going to have the Maestro in it.
That is in Secret Wars. There's going to be three Hulks, apparently, on Battleworld. Edward Norton is the Maestro. Eric Bana is going to be the Savage Hulk. And Mark Ruffalo is going to be Professor Hulk.
Okay.
Yes. So
I went and saw the new Spider-Man movie. My son is a big Spider-Man fan.
Yes.
Really gotten into Spider-Man.
I heard there's a little bit of Savage Hulk in there.
The Hulk stuff was probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
Oh, yes. And Deadpool, of course. I think it was like one day. Ryan Reynolds showed up in a gray jean suit to that that event one day before Spider-Man came out. Look at these gray jeans. Yes.
I found that reveal. I thought that was a little more. I was like, really? This is how we're gonna jumpstart our new X-Men? Okay.
Yep. Oh, so apparently Doom is not going to have Doom bots. He's gonna have Sentinels and then a Coven of Witches.
I guess the second thing tracks, but
witches would make more sense because his mom was a witch. But yes, no Doom bots, apparently.
Yeah, what the fuck? I want Doom bots.
They were like, apparently Kevin Feige's rationale was, it's too similar to the Iron Man stuff we've done before.
Whose fault is that, Kevin?
Yeah. Gee, whose fault is that? So apparently, when Doom has his mask on, it's not actually Robert Downey Jr. It's only him when he has the mask off.
Surprise, surprise. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Which apparently is about 40% of the movie he's unmasked, which means you're just going to be staring at Iron Man doing a bad Eastern European accent.
But that's the thing. Will anyone acknowledge that he looks like Tony?
I mean, if anybody's going to do it, probably Deadpool, I would say, because you know Deadpool's going to have some fourth wall breaking bullshit in this. Supposedly what's going to happen is he's going to fucking make some quip about Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man when he gets killed. If he's in that scene, of course. Deadpool is definitely in the movie, but he might be swapped out with Magneto in the opening. Nobody's sure.
Okay.
Because they shot like four different versions of this while they were shooting Secret Wars at the same time. Because people are like, how's Secret Wars going to come out a year later? It's like, because they're doing the same thing they did with Infinity War and Endgame, and they're shooting it all at the same time.
And they've been doing that for years, where they filmed Halloween 4 and Halloween 5 were like shot back to back.
It's almost like if you just film a bunch of people in blue screen suits and film in front of a blue screen, you could pretty much make them do anything at any time.
Yep.
But yes, so the end, of course, is it's going to be just like a rehash of Infinity War and Endgame. So they're going to lose at the end of this, but then they're going to win at the end of Secret Wars.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Because how could you not see that coming at this point? But yes, so Loki relocates Steve. That destroys Doctor Doom's universe. And he is Doctor Doom. That's been confirmed in an interview with Kevin Feige. He's not an Iron Man variant like people were.
Yeah, the infamous Iron Man or whatever.
People were theorizing it might be that, which would have been the only legitimate reason to cast Robert Downey Jr., except for they want him to try to draw in people to see this. But yes, so the Fantastic Four has history with him, but he's not evil in that world. So they trust him, and they think his plan is to save the multiverse. He's building devices that will stabilize the incursions, and so he brings in like the Thunderbolts, the people Namor and the Wakandans. They all unite together with Thor and a few other people, and Captain America's like, "All right, let's help Doctor Doom, of course, because we all trust the guy named Doctor Doom."
Yeah, of course,
to save the multiverse. So meanwhile, Dr. Doom goes to the TVA, murders everyone there, including Loki, and steals his God of Stories power so that he can rewrite reality, and he makes himself into God Emperor Doom, who's all-powerful or whatever.
Okay.
And then he proceeds to basically murder everybody. Apparently he murders Captain America's young child at some point as revenge for him losing his family.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because, you know, this gotta love destroying Captain America even more. Apparently, the Sentinels are a major threat. They're like his main source of muscle.
Okay. So, yeah, kind of filling in for the Doombots.
They're Doombots, but they're bigger, so they're cooler, right, guys? Why would we want Doombots? But yes, apparently, so Thor is the one who solves the mystery. Thor, famous mystery solver.
Yeah, brilliant mind.
Not, you know, Reed Richards is there, but apparently he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, the smartest man in the universe, he doesn't know shit.
Also, apparently there's some weird sexual tension between Robert Downey Jr. and Sue Storm. Which, oh, I mean,
love when that happens in my Fantastic Four comics.
I love that. Which, I mean, come on, Namor's right there.
Yeah, right?
That's like, the one who's lusting after Sue Storm. Which, I mean, come on, it's the Invisible Woman. But, yes, Doctor Strange is in it, confirmed, but not officially confirmed. But, yes, Benedict Cumberbatch has been seen there filming stuff.
Well, some of the people who, like, are confirmed but not confirmed, it's one of those where I'm like, okay, that person might not be in there very long.
Yeah.
Like,
no, some of these are, they have to be cameos at this point because there's so many people in this movie already. But no, apparently there's some big final fight in Latveria in an alternate Earth. Thor summons the armies of Asgard and Odin shows up to help him or whatever. They fight the giant battle with Doom, but Doom successfully collapses all the realities. All the heroes die, and then in the end of the movie is him sitting on his throne and resurrecting everybody on Battleworld.
Okay.
And they've all had their memories wiped because now no one knows anything, and they all think they live on Battleworld, like the whole Secret Wars thing.
Yeah, the last big event we had that was any good.
And that is the impetus for restarting the MCU, because Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man will be back, but he doesn't remember who he is. Ooh.
Interesting.
So yes, basically, this is our way to reboot this and keep all the guys you actually pay money to come see. So yeah, there you go, Jay. There's your Avengers.
That's so disappointing.
I was like beside myself with grief when I first read these leaks. I'm like, oh no, come on.
That's the thing. Like, hopefully... this isn't what they do.
I really hope not, but the same guy who leaked this stuff is the same guy who leaked all the secrets from Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Okay.
That were completely correct, that Jean Grey was in it, that the Savage Hulk was in it, that there was going to be a bunch of cool Punisher stuff. Yeah. So, and again, he's the same guy who broke the ending of Game of Thrones like a month before it came out.
Yeah, sorry, it certainly has a track record, but like, boy, you can certainly hope that, oh, maybe, I mean, they do something else.
If they were able to fucking make it completely different, but it's too late at this point. They might be able to make some minor tweaks, but they're not going to be able to change the whole plot direction.
Yeah. That's it. How was the one that I've been interested in seeing? I got like the only one that I've had a slight interest in seeing is Multiverse of Madness or whatever.
It's not great.
Not great. Okay. All right. Let's probably skip it.
I mean, you're supposed to watch it before Doomsday.
I won't, but
but because it has, I mean, it has Professor X dying for what, the 12th time.
I will say I did hear about the new Vision show that they're calling Vision Quest. And I thought that was a great name.
Yeah,
it was one of those moments where I'm like watching the trailer and I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. Like, Vision's one of my favorite Marvel characters. I like Paul Bettany. Like, I think he did a great job with Vision. And then I saw the name and I went, I might watch a show called Vision Quest.
Well, WandaVision was the best MCU TV show, so hopefully they could follow it up. I was the most interested in that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw WandaVision, but then didn't see Multiverse of Madness and didn't watch the Agatha Harkness show.
I have no idea why they chose to give Sam Raimi Multiverse of Madness, because basically he's like, okay, so they invited me to do this movie, but then they wouldn't let me change anything. They essentially just made him shoot their script like a director for hire.
Right.
It's like, then why hire Sam Raimi?
Yeah, that feels like that's so much of what they've been doing lately. Yes. Is just, here's the script. Here's what you're going to do. When early on it was allowing the directors to kind of do their own thing.
Now, these should all say directed by Kevin Feige, because he's making all the important plot decisions for all these movies. But guess what, guys? The Russos are back.
And that's not exciting either.
I was going to say, and their track record is what exactly? Yeah, Infinity War was really good. And you know what? If they'd kept up that same level of energy in Endgame, I would have said, oh, cool, the Russos are back.
Winter Soldier was phenomenal.
Liked Winter Soldier, yeah. Endgame has some great moments, don't get me wrong, but it also has a lot of garbage and a lot of filler plot that they were like, well, we got to get this to some kind of big battle at the end somehow.
Well, let's be honest. The best thing the Russos were ever a part of is Community.
Yes, 100%.
And here we are, a day after Dolly Parton passed, and Community has a great... We wouldn't have gotten one of our greatest Community moments if it wasn't for Dolly Parton. Gay Dean, Gay Dean, Gay Dean, Gay Dean. I'm begging you to be a Gay Dean for the school board.
Yes, of course. Pay tribute.
Yep. R.I.P. Dolly.
But
that
no.
Bitch Jolene got her hands on her.
I was so disappointed. I don't even know how to say how disappointed I was, because I was actually looking forward to this. I'm like, cool. I'll be able to see a cool, you know, maybe they'll be able to recapture some of that Infinity War energy with this, even though, because at first I was like, oh, good, I don't have to watch any of the crap that came between this and Endgame. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, God, what a slap in the face to Marvel fans.
Especially that all the Kang shit.
Yes.
Got thrown out.
This was originally a Kang movie.
Which I thought was going to be... Because I had heard a rumor that the original idea was that, like, in all these different Marvel things, there was going to be a different Kang.
Yes.
So it was going to... So, like, Quantumania... Like I think Quantumania and stuff, like, introduced the Council of Kangs or whatever. But then, like, I think, like, Agatha all along was going to have, like, Immortus in it. And that was going to be like, oh, here's your introduction to Immortus. And then, like, there was going to be maybe, like, the Moon Knight show or something was going to have Rama Tut for, like, a moment. And so you were going to, oh, like, and that was going to be kind of how they introduced all. And so it's going to be, oh, it's the same actor, but he's playing a different person in this one because that's a different Kang. And it's like, and so I heard that. I went, man, what a waste of a story. But it's like, and now just to throw all that away and be like, no, you don't have to have seen any of it.
No. Yeah, that's just his whole, one, trying to gaslight people into thinking that this setup was the same as the setup they did for Infinity War is fucking ludicrous. And just, yeah, basically saying, oh yeah, if you cared about any of this shit since Endgame, you're a fucking idiot. Thanks for the money, though.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Oh, man, what a...
But yes, that's an MCU rant for now. If more information comes to light, there may be an MCU rant part two.
I was going to say, certainly when we do in December, look forward to our stocking stuffer about whatever this movie's called, Doomsday.
Well, it's going to be Doomsday for me because I also have to see Dune part three.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to see them on the same day. You and I can go see Doomsday. I don't know, like some Tuesday or something. We don't have...
Oh, yeah. I am not getting fucking within 100 miles of a movie theater on opening weekend. I don't have a debt. Regardless of whether this movie is the worst dog shit you've ever seen or a masterpiece, it's going to make over $1 billion just on the opening weekend crowd alone. Because they're hyping this up as, this is going to be going back to the golden age of the Avengers, everybody. Remember the last time you had an Avengers movie and you had that good feeling? Well, now you can recapture it.
What's the Infinity Vision or whatever the
yes,
fuck?
See it in Infinity Vision.
We waited too long to secure IMAX. Yeah. See it in Infinity Vision, which is just regular movie screen.
It was never gonna make it. It was never gonna beat out Dune Part 3 for the IMAX screen. There's no way Denis would have allowed that.
Oh man. Listeners, if you have any thoughts about the MCU.
If you were hopeful about Doomsday, I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, if you have any hate mail, you want to see Jeff, anything like that, send us an email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Get in touch with us on social media. We're all the places at horror4holidays. That's horror, the number 4 holidays.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell. Thumbs us up. Give us all the accolades that we deserve. All the podcatchers, we're on them. Go to them. Leave us 5-star reviews. I know we've been getting a lot of love from Apple Podcasts lately. We're in the multiple triple digits of viewers over there.
Whoa,
well,
shit.
Listeners, I guess. But
what
yeah.
a time to be alive.
This thing's really got some legs, and we're only, what, 5 years in? We're getting some legs.
It's finally taken off.
I'm getting some stay. We're approaching episode 100 of the main show.
We are proud to be part of the Christmas Podcast Network. Go over there, check out all the stuff they do. All sorts of great podcasts. Holidays After Dark, Holly Jolly Xmasu, our buddy Jerry D, over at Totally Rad Christmas. All sorts of great stuff to check out over there.
Leave us a 5-star review, of course, like I said. And one lucky reviewer, Jay, will mail you a chicken and waffles Oreo.
I don't know if the post office would allow that, but we'll see what happens. That might get us put on some kind of watch list.
100%. Yeah, for biological terrorism, probably. Somebody tasted this thing.
Well, Jeff, next time on Horror for the Holidays.
Next time.
A group of former college friends gather for a reunion at a winter chalet 15 years after one of their own dies during their production of A Christmas Carol.
Ooh.
The group then finds themselves being stalked and killed off one by one by someone dressed as a terrifying vision of Ebenezer Scrooge, the naughty list of Mr. Scrooge.
Oh boy.
Next episode. Might have a special guest. Perhaps. Stay tuned.
Perhaps it will.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, guys, if you thought Horror for the Holidays is getting a happy ending, we don't do that kind of thing around here.
No, instead we'll watch Christmas Craft Fair Massacre again.
Yes. Jeff got a happy ending where he's like, oh, I've already watched Christmas Craft Fair Massacre. Nothing could be worse than this.
And then the wheel pops up somehow.
Christmas Craft Fair Massacre 2. They made a sequel.
No.
This is entirely over Zoom.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.